All right, next up, we've got Glennie with I Have Until Midnight.
It's only 2:30 p.m. and I don't want to sign. I just can't deal with this now and I still got some time. I just watched a little television but the clock says it's 5:40. I guess that was six side-spinning episodes of Rick and Morty. Who do you think you are? Keep trying to control me. You have been there to serve me more than half their serving. It's no big deal. I'll do it for you.
Now, as someone who procrastinates a lot, especially with things that tend to raise some negative emotions, I totally get what the song is about. If I were to have to guess, I would say that the protagonist is served papers of some kind and asked to respond by a deadline. You know, at Songfight Live, I got to talk to Glennie a bunch, and he often, like, is really critical of his singing voice, and he complains a lot about how the best songs are the ones that he doesn't sing. But I feel like he's using it really effectively here. There are a couple phrases in the first verse that has a kind of a distinct rock and roll style snarl to them that I find compelling. You know, I also like how there are some longer sustained notes in the chorus, which, you know, give them a different feel from the more staccato sort of phrasing and the sung vocals, which I like. And I like the song, but there are a few of the lyrics that kind of jump out at me that I'm less fond of. There's this line that something about, you know, there's a Rush reference to the song In the Mood. But, like, the call-outs to Rick and Morty and Cherry Coke, they feel like product placement to me. And I kind of find that a little bit grating. My suggestion would be to find a way to replace those lines with something more evocative or something more poetic.
Yeah, maybe something a little bit more universal. I have a lot of nice things to say about this one. I have some not-so-nice things to say. The music is fun and upbeat, and, you know, the riffs are sick. I feel like the vocals are really well performed, like you were saying, Chumpy. I love the falsetto on Who at the beginning of the chorus.
Yeah.
That is just sugary sweet. I had no idea Glennie had these insecurities about his voice, because he sounds incredibly confident here.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when he's snarling a little bit. Or I don't know if it's snarling, but it's like it's a rock and roll kind of affectation that I really like.
Yeah. I also like that we kind of get some lyrical timestamps to give us the sense that the deadline's getting closer and closer. I think that was a cool element. But now come the criticisms. Some of these lyrics don't feel cohesive to me. Well, cohesive with the music, I should say, because it feels almost like what Glennie has done. It feels like he's written a really cool instrumental and then written some really cool lyrics and just kind of mushed them together to me. And there's like some mood in that. And there's also some moments where it feels like he's adding syllables to his lyrics to make it fit a predetermined melody. The line, who do you think you are to try and to control me? That's like an extra infinitive that doesn't make sense, that extra two in there. Also, you know, all these lines about lazing around the house, but also, you know, there's this deadline that's kind of urgent, but he sounds like he's having a great time. I don't know, like, I would be a little bit more anxious. It feels like very, like, celebratory rock. I don't feel like that really suits the narrative well for me. I don't know. He's done a lot of great work here. I just don't feel like it's all working towards the same goal.
I kind of get it in that I am one of those folks who will often enough just sort of save the most important thing to the very last. Like if taxes are due today and I haven't even started them, I am going to do the dishes first. You know, it's like if the thing has to happen, the thing that's the most important, then I will often enough do everything except for that, and then just cram into it at the last second. But oh yeah, you guys stole all the rest of my comments about this song, about the Geddy Lee reference, to the to Rush's eponymous first album with the song In the Mood, which he might have had to, you know, specify because there are a zillion other songs called In the Mood, some of them more famous than this. But yeah, let's see. Also, absolutely that vocal pop up with the Who Do You Think You Are? The Who line is just so nice to hear. Good musical choices, and it's a good song. And it's a song about procrastination, and that sort of doesn't make sense either, because, like, what do you need to sign by midnight? Like, what sort of person is going to accept something that's signed 2 minutes to midnight? You know, what's open?
It very well may be a digital signature.
Oh.
Again, with my flawed trait of giving people the benefit of the doubt.
No, that's actually really key. That makes perfect sense now.
You got to get hip to DocuSign, Ryan. Come on.
So yeah, but even then, like, what is it? Is it a summons? Is it, who knows? I guess it could be anything now that it's legit. It seemed to me a little bit more occult if it was, like, not an electric signature, if that makes sense. If it has to be by midnight, but nobody's open at midnight anyway, then it has to be something a little bit more out there.
Signed in blood under a full moon at midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But who knows? DocuSign has taken all of the fantasy, all of the wonder out of this song for me.